There's been a growing concern, especially in the last couple of weeks after some executive actions taken in D.C. over the Second Amendment and what can be done and what's coming from the feds and what can be done.
Well, that's where we as a state, we're looking to really enshrine and show the need for state sovereignty. We've developed a bill called the Second Amendment Preservation Act that would actually prohibit law enforcement in our state or anyone that's hired of the state to work in unison with the feds to do away with people's Second Amendment, confiscate guns, or actually to enact whatever federal executive order that may come from the federal government. It was unfortunate to hear the president say that no amendment of the Constitution is absolute. I'm appalled by that. When you swear an oath to the Constitution, I mean, that's a very cut and dry oath to ensure that those rights are absolute. The Constitution is the chain that binds government from infringing on your freedoms and liberties. So to have that sort of mindset that you can just kind of throw whatever amendment you want to the side to further your political agenda is just appalling to me.
By the same token, as we record this on April 15th, if no amendment's absolute, then the 16th Amendment for the income tax, when's that going to go away?
Hey, that's right. I mean, if this is the level of scrutiny we're going to apply to amendments, I mean, we're going to go down a slippery slope. I think every American would enjoy the fact of being able to not engage in having to pay their federal income tax. I mean, that just shows the hypocrisy that, yes, some are absolute, but some are not. And I just think that's where we as a state, we need to stand up to tyranny and infringement of our rights.
And again, there's two versions of the Second Amendment Preservation Act. There's a House bill and Senate bill, both of which are waiting on the Senate for discussion right now.
This has been something we've really wanted to get out of the gate, right out of the start of session. Unfortunately, I mean, the legislature, it's a slow process, but it looks like we're going to have some good movement of both bills. The House bill has already went through the House chamber and is now in the Senate. I would hope that we're able just to bring up the House bill since it's already gone through a full chamber already so we can pass it and make it law and protect our Second Amendment.
4 weeks left in session. There's still time to get this done.
There's definitely time. I mean, I've seen a lot of things pass when you thought there was no hope. And I know just with everything that we see on the news today, I know this is something that is on the minds of the legislature. So I definitely see a great probability of passage this session.